All right, everyone, it's that moment you've all been waiting for. It's the Grim Rant Show with Dead Penetration.
Hey.
And this time we've got something maybe not quite so political. I mean, we could talk about the fact that Andrew Tate got banned off of Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, all of them, and it's going to backfire. Because it shows, again, that I did a whole show about this guy, so I'm not reiterating it. But basically, it shows, again, that, as I said, the boys want masculinity. They don't want to be feminized. They want a man like Andrew Tate that's telling them, you know, how to get women. That's what they want. They want to be men. So we got a society that doesn't want them to be men, that thinks it's toxic and all this other shit. Well, you're not going to have men anymore, are you? Anyway, getting back to other issues. Also, Crowder, he got banned from YouTube, which kind of sucks.
Because he had Carrie Glass, I want to say. She's running for governor of Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they banned her basically because they said it could help people in swaying the election.
Oh, God.
Which, how many times have
they done that for there? Yeah, that's just...
So,
well, remember, they've already said in Google, which owns YouTube, we've got to prevent Trump from being reelected or anything similar. They don't want that to happen again. Google's already said that.
Well, they're just
Project
blatantly,
Veritas
talked
about
that. No hiding it anymore. They're just blatantly saying, we're going to get rid of you if you support anyone that's conservative.
Yeah. So, that sucks, but we have some other suckage, and this comes a little closer to home. As you guys know, we've embraced being a dick for many, many months here on the channel. It is one of our most popular games, is one of my favorite games.
Oh, yeah.
I still have been trying to find that damn song that plays during the sex scene with the synthesizer and that girl's... I really like that fucking song. I've had it in my head a few times.
It does not Shazam.
It doesn't Shazam, and I'd like to know who it is, because I'm thinking about buying her record if it's that good. But yeah, apparently the theme song that we hear at the very beginning, and that you've heard it, because the theme song plays when they show... It's called Punk Rock...
Green Day / Blink-182 feel to it.
It comes from a punk rock band in Sweden called the Friday Prophets.
Where her music from two decades ago is finally getting around to them. Well, it's the hottest new thing, Blink-182!
That's what they sound like, but they do a very good job of it. And people said the whole record kicked ass. Like, people were talking about the album being, you know, a pretty good punk band. Now, to be fair, they've only got like 2,000 followers on Facebook and Twitter. They don't have one. And I don't really know, like, how popular they are, but I would assume not that popular. But anyway, here's what happened, guys. So basically, according to what Dr. Pink Cake himself wrote...
I like some pink cake.
That's the guy who made this game, Dr. Pink Cake.
Dr. Pink Cake.
So basically, just give me one second. Okay, so basically what Dr. Pink Cake had to say here is... hold on, somebody posted something. Okay. He says, I rarely have to post bad news, but today I must, so let's get it out of the way. I've been asked to remove all the Friday Prophets songs from the game. When I downloaded their songs from SoundCloud, they were uploaded with the CC-BY-SA 3.0 license, making them free for commercial use. But this use was not what they intended.
Well, it doesn't matter what they intended.
Listen to this, though. It goes on. I contacted them 4 years ago about using their music and received my reply this week asking me not to use their music and to remove anything I have added since then. 4 years ago! Man, like, maybe because people started finding out about their music from the game and they didn't like the game content. But I've actually went to the band's Facebook page, and like several other people, they're not very happy and they've left remarks. And I said, you know, I said, you know, this is a really, I said, this is a really silly business move. I said, people that didn't know who you were found out who you were because of this computer game.
I didn't know who they were.
I didn't know who they were. And then a lot of people said they really jammed it out. In fact, there was a guy that said, because of what I heard in the game, I actually went out and bought you. I went and bought your records. And I was like, I loved your records. I jammed them. And to hear that you don't want, you know, you don't like your music in this game where I discovered you, it's just, it's kind of upsetting.
Sounds stupid.
It's apparently, really dumb. It's
that's
like,
why the Swedish shut and got the best
you like, think about it, guys. This game is the most, according to what Reginald writes, which I don't agree with everything he says, of course, but according to Reginald writes and several other, you know, people, being a dick is pretty much the king of this genre right now. It is the best visual novel of this,
extremely well written.
Yes, of this Western market. You know, people say Summertime Saga. No, Summertime Saga is okay, but Being a Dick is like just great. And it's really awful to say, hey, we don't want our music in one of the biggest games in a emerging field. This is an emerging industry. This is a new industry. This whole Daz 3D and creating your own stories with these characters and models that anybody can do. They've got really talented writers, actually, that are, you know, instead of writing their stuff on little Wattpad, are actually able to go and flesh out these stories and characters that we've fallen in love with, pretty much. I mean, you know, people are telling me, we want more Jill, because you got into the character. You like her as a character. You're like, oh, I just want to see more Jill. And I don't know. I looked at the guys, you know, they're a bunch of regular Swedish dudes in their 30s. I don't know why the hell.
I wonder what the reasoning.
I don't know. They just said they want it removed. They don't like the game.
Well, you know, there's been other cases where that sort of thing's happened before. And, I mean, he doesn't necessarily have to remove
it. No, he doesn't have to, because according to Creative Commons, they can't force him to. He's afraid they're going to try to give him a lawsuit, but they'll throw it out.
As soon as the lawyer looks at it, said, you did what?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still going to bill you for this hour, but...
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is sad for all of us. For me, for the game, and for the fans. As the songs became iconic during this period. No replacement for Punk Rock Flu will give the same nostalgic feeling when you start the game or a new episode. At least not for many more episodes to come and years to come. I will respect your copyrights and remove all songs from seasons 1, 2, and 3. Please do not direct any negativity towards them because of this decision. Too late. It's already came. People are not happy.
You
can't help being mad. I truly believe that I use their songs in good faith because of the licenses.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate for everyone that has come to this.
Well, I did. The thing about it is, you know, what would have happened? Would they have tried to cancel them? I don't know.
I mean, why? I don't think so. It's the most popular game in the freaking genre right now. Everybody talks about being a dick.
But at that point, you're like, well, if they're going to be that way, I don't want to further their career by giving them free advertising.
Right. Well, also, they haven't released a record since 2020. And
well, I mean,
they haven't released a record since 2020, and they haven't updated a page since 2020. They haven't done anything since 2020. I don't know if they're working on anything. They haven't played any shows. They only have a handful of fans. They had more probably because of being a dick.
You know when they would have had fans around probably 2000, 2001?
Yeah, but it was, the music was nostalgic and it felt
97.
And it was good. What are they trying to do? Become a big rock stars? That's not really the kind of music that's going to make you big rock stars now.
Now, if that was something you did in the studio particularly for a project, like being
a
dick,
that would make
sense.
Because their newest record is called Lo-Fi Punk Rock or something. I'm like, dude, you're making the same stuff that is, you're not going to become like rock stars. What do you guys think? You're going to get picked up by a label or something?
Somebody once told me the world.
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth. That's why you don't hear from them anymore, because they never got
over.
They never got
anywhere. They did that one song. They did that and I'm a Believer, the cover of I'm a Believer that got popular.
They did I think they did a couple of them, because I think they were in a couple of
Shrek movies. Yeah, they were. That was the I'm a Believer. So they did that one, and they got popular after that. And then, I mean, they made their money.
They never
and they were
tried
gone.
To update their style.
Yeah.
Which some play like Metallica, I think you could stick with the style. They, you know, they've been around since I was born.
They're doing all kinds of stuff. Same here.
So yeah.
And
Red Hot Chili Peppers have been around since.
Red Hot
been
Chili
alive.
Peppers, though, they have like I listened to that new song they've got is starting to sound like their Oops. Previous no their previous records. The problem is, like when I was watching a Beavis and Butthead episode, and I was like. And I was, like, listening to one of their old songs. I'm like, I forgot they used to sound like that. Because I'm only used to hearing these, like... Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They do this more mature kind of stuff.
I'd have to
kind of like Californication. Like, I like the Californication record, but it seems like
it
after
is.
They found that sound and they did Stadium Arcadium... They just kind of got stuck in that mode of making this more mature kind of rock. And instead of just partying and having a good time, it's like, that's what you guys used to do.
Honestly,
and it doesn't seem like that anymore.
It still sounds like the same style as the Suck My Gizz days.
Really?
I'd have to really listen,
because I was listening. There's like that people keep on. I was like.
No,
this was from 90s.
Well, I mean, they started in 81, or got known in 81.
But I'm like, man, I think I want to go and listen to some of this old stuff, because it sounds a lot better than what I've been hearing from them. And that song they did about, what was it, California or whatever they did. No, they did another song, from their brand new record.
California Rescue.
Yeah. That's that same kind of crap that they do. Yeah, that's the same kind of Californication, Stadium Arcadium stuff. They did Wet Sand. Wet sounds like Wet Sand.
That sounds just like their... Hooker and my daddy was a hippie.
Yeah, they just went into that same style, and it's like, dude, you guys just got lost there. What? I mean, I want them to just play different.
Actually, I think that's the same song.
I want them to play like some
of the lyrics in my head.
I want them to play some fun riffs. It's like you don't. I don't know. Maybe they're just old and they don't have it in them anymore. Sometimes that
happens.
There
was a band I used to play in at. They never really ever wanted to get shows. I was the younger one of it.
Right.
At the time. But one of their friends that played with us for a while, I think, was the town over. And his style on bass was Flea from Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
It was really slappy and...
Kind of like Tom Morello a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I like
some
Tom Morello.
I like some of his stuff, too. I said, I truly believe that I use the songs in good faith because of the licenses. It is unfortunate for everyone, that it has come to this. I tried my best to replace the songs with similar songs to preserve the college feel of the game. Pardon me. We'll see what happens in the future regarding the title song. He said, the patch 0.3 is active. I had to work on preparing new builds for Steam and GOG and Patreon, which is not so bad, as it gave me the chance to include several other bug fixes. This affected the development of the game by a few days, but now I don't have to worry about updating half of the season when it's time to release episode 9. After all the work of the patches is done, I can get back to focus on episode 9 again. So, the new patches are available, and nothing's... have been added. They're just fixing the bugs and getting rid of the songs. But yeah, this sucks. It's like, really, fuck you. But at the same, now here's what we're going to do. First of all, guys, we're going to play the version of the game that I have until we finish it, because we're on episode 8. We might as well not stop. And plus, I'd have to re-download the whole game again, because I looked at the GOG thing. And apparently they only have a patch for Season 1, not Season 2. So what that means is I'd have to re-download Season 2 again. So I'm not going to worry about that. What I'm going to do is just download the episode 9 when it comes out. But we are focusing on some new games now. After being a dick, there's a game called Leap of Faith, which is actually on par quality with being a dick. And people said it's great. It's a tearjerker. It's really powerful. So that game is about to be completely finished. And I've already found it on itch.io, so I'm going to buy it.
And it's like and more of a 5-hour game, you said?
No, this one's... I don't know how long this one is.
Oh, which one was the 5-hour one?
Fresh Women, and we're not really worried about that.
Fresh Women.
All it is another college-type game.
You know, I think of when you say that is a fish market, and they're fresh fish women.
No. But no, it's fresh one of those women. Kind of games.
Same fish
and
smell.
Also, we've got Chasing Sunsets. Chasing Sunsets, I think, because I looked and it said like the prologue. I hope that they're not going to DRM bar the rest of the fucking game. But it doesn't seem like it, because you have to pay $5 to get access to the other chapters. So I don't know. But apparently that game's gotten pretty far, because they said chapter 5 is done on it. But these games basically release in chapters, and some, you know, when they finish, you get them. You know, Treasures of Nadia did that and others. But when we start playing, we play games like Treasures of Nadia. That goes back to my Evenical question, where it's more of a game. Because Treasures of Nadia is more of like an adventure point-and-click kind of game. It's not like Summertime Saga. It's a little bit old school. The graphics look really good. The sex scenes look really good. And the interactions and stuff is great. The story's well written. But we have to play Lust Epidemic first before we can even get to that. So, I mean, I think I've played Lust Epidemic before on this channel. I can't remember. But yeah, those are good games too. And we'll see what happens on that front. But remember, Slime Girl Smoothies, August the 29th. I've got a copy. I've paid for it. August the 29th, we will be playing Slime Girl Smoothies.
That sounds interesting.
It's a puzzle game with slime girls. And they got all these voice actresses to voice the girls. They have different little slime girls, and it's a puzzle game. So, yeah, it's probably fun. And, of course, that's Shady Corner Games. So, you know, give a shout-out to Shady Corner. I really haven't talked to him that much, but... He's been all right. He does something similar to what I do, but he gets to do it on YouTube, which is good. I'm glad that they haven't, you know, restricted him or anything. But to be fair, he's also doing a lot of non-H games. He's playing his cards, and I'll give it to him there. I went all out. Oh man, there's that clown. There's that clown music again, folks. Oh, man.
Reminds me of
the life of World.
My first sexual experience.
With a clown girl?
With a clown girl.
Man. And?
When I came, she honked her bicycle horn.
I've already been talking about it, but for those of you that didn't want to sit through hours of fucking banter, Inuyochu is coming out. I think that game also releases August the 29th. I don't know. Are they both August the 29th? Hold on. Because I don't know about both of them. I've only got so many nuts to bust. I can't do...
So many nuts and butts.
So
eh?
Many nuts to bust. I can't bust that many. Let's see. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Nuts and butts.
So many nuts to bust. Let's see.
I'll tell you, since my surgery...
Oh.
Unstoppable.
Okay.
Like animal-like rage.
Yes, Inuyochu. August the 29th, 2022. Okay, well, Slime Girl Smoothies. It's coming out on... Well, please tell me they're not the same damn week. Please tell me they're not the same week. Let's see. August 29th! Damn! What am I gonna do? When is August 29th?
Pick one or the other.
We can't. Well, I bought them both.
Oh, well, then it's already there.
Hold on. Well, yeah, but...
Which one are you going to play first? Will you get it?
I got to play them both. Let's see. Where's the calendar? August 29th is Monday. Oh, man. It's next Monday. So, are you ready to be completely horrified? We will not be doing our normal... We'll do Married with Children. But we're not going to be doing our regular Link and Zelda for a couple of... About this week and next week. Because we want to bring you on release day. We want to bring you Slime Girl Smoothies and an Iochu. And that means you're going to see a live in Iochu. And we'll also do Being a Dick. We're only going to do 30 minutes of each. Because I don't think... Too much work needs to be done for Slime Girl Smoothies. It's a puzzle game. And in Iochu, we just want to get to the part where it gets really freaky and the bugs start coming in. In Iochu is a really fucked up visual novel. Okay. It's very fucked up. Basically, somebody was fucking around, summoned a bunch of demons into a school, and somehow giant bugs play a factor in that too. Giant bugs. Giant rapey bugs.
Yep, those rapey bugs.
Rapey bugs. So, oh, there's a horse head demon. So it's really fucked up, really occult, really crazy. And we'll be playing it along with the Slime Girls. So get ready for that. And if you like, of course you will. So you're going to say, all right, dude, so you're going to do... Iochu, Maggot Bates, and Starless at the same time. Yes, we're going to fuck your head up so bad, you're going to need therapy for weeks, months, years. It's going to be like if Freddy attacked. And, you know, they never do that part in the movies where Freddy, like you see the horror movies and Freddy, you know, did all this horrible fucking shit to people. Damn near put them in, like, PTSD situations. But we never see a situation where they're like, I had to go to therapy because I survived Freddy. I mean, wasn't there one? I think there might have been one where they were in the mental hospital.
It seems like I've seen a couple.
There is one where they were in the mental hospital.
I think all the Mike Myers is based off of him being in a psycho ward.
Not Mike Myers himself, but the person that survived Mike Myers. Because you would have to go to a mental hospital.
Dream Warriors.
Okay, Dream Warriors was that one. Alright, yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, well that's pretty much all we have. I know, nothing political, but the only thing we really had to say is the fact that, you know, they're banning. They're banning hard. I talked about the new right, but we also have the old left to worry about. And frankly, nobody's going to fucking give people the freedom that they want in this country. They're going to keep banning people's fucking speech. Sorry, you're toxic masculine. Sorry, you're talking about a candidate that we support and we don't want you talking bad about. And we don't want you to be able to sway, even though we can sway, because we're doing what's good for the people. No, that's how fucking communist societies work.
Okay,
that's how
the... If you worried about the left, y'all should try alt-tech and...
Alt-tech? Well, people are on alt-tech.
What, this truth? Truth, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the true social.
I've got it. True social,
But the problem is you're going to deal with a lot of people that are like hardcore right people, and they'll call you degenerate. That's
but the thing is... I want everyone to have opinion.
Yeah, I want
even
everyone to have an opinion, too.
Disagree with my opinion...
Elon
Musk even said it. He's like, he didn't want to get rid of anyone if he took over a platform because...
I do too, but the thing is, it's not necessarily that. It's the fact that they'll try to other you. I like this. This is actually a term that Reginald used, but I like it. And the reason why I like it is because they'll other you. They're like, oh, you're an other. You're not one of us. You're a degenerate, so we don't care what you have to say, and you don't have the right to be on this platform. Now, truthfully, they shouldn't be able to kick you off, but they will dogpile you on their platforms. I've actually seen and had that happen.
Some ways people that look at the info are going to have to change and start doing their homework instead of just taking... whoever's word for it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Which I think Crowder does a good job of that, having his, what is it? His where he got his information sources.
Yeah, his sources from,
and you can check it out. And usually, he tries to find the most reliable polls. Although you know most polls aren't always accurate. It's usually dependent on who's what political direction the people holding the poll are wanting you to go in.
Right.
But there are some biased polls, or unbiased.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I do like that when people try to at least...
There's also another source I like. It's called News Nation. News Nation, they say, you know, we just unbiased news. That's all we do. We go back to the old days of just... telling you the news. Not opinion, just whatever you need to know.
There are a couple of those reappearing now.
So it's good that we have that. I like that. But, alright guys, I think that's pretty much all we're going to do for this small edition. The main thing we had to say was the Being a Dick related one about the music. Some of you may not care, but for us, you know, it sucks that, you know, the artists would be dicks. And, you know, obviously I've worked with artists in the past, and, I'm going to try to work with some of them again. Hopefully they won't be dicks as well. I mean, yeah, the game's called Being a Dick, but that doesn't mean you're actually supposed to be a dick to the creator and the, you know, the people that made this really fun game that a lot of people around the world enjoy. You know, it's just, I don't understand these people. I kind of want to know what goes on in their heads. It's like, seriously, why would you not want your music in such a big game? It's like, sure, it's an adult game, but it's one of the most popular adult games in the world.
I mean,
right
now.
It's
not necessarily
an adult game. It has that in it.
I mean, I wouldn't let a kid play it,
but it's, yeah. But their music didn't seem like it was made for, it wasn't child friendly music they were making.
That's, I mean, it's like calling, what, Fight Club an adult movie? It's a grown-up movie.
It is.
If you don't, I hate to tell you, kids aren't going to be listening to your stuff like, oh my goodness, that's so new and fresh. They're like, oh, this sounds like what my parents...
It's like, yeah,
CDs.
It's dad rock. Yeah, I mean, they're dad rock guys trying to make... It's like, you should embrace the fact that you're in the fucking game. That's
hey,
probably
kids,
the most...
I'm down with the plant. Get out of here, Dad. You're ruining our sleepover. Whatever.
Right. Absolutely.
You're ruining our heroin den. Get out, Dad. You're so unhip.
Right.
I bet you never had a heroin den when you were our age. Like, no.
Right. Right. At any rate, this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We are out for the Grim Ranch Show. We'll see you next time. With some articles and things like that.